lines are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Lima, Ohio, and Bath High School for today's non-league baseball game between the visitors on the scoreboard, your Fort Recovery Indians, and the home team on the scoreboard, the Bath Wildcats. Indians come into tonight's game with a 5-1 record, coming off an impressive win over Houston on Friday. Bath comes in with a 4-3 record, and they just had a doubleheader sweep of Douglas Jefferson on Saturday. I'm joined here in the booth by Mr. Tony Rogers. Tony, how you doing?
Good. Glad to be back.
Glad to have you up here. Calpy couldn't get off work in time, so he's hoping to be back tomorrow. Neil Spencer, how you doing, Spencer?
Doing okay.
Welcome to Bath High School. We're ready to go here. Indians taking infield. Indians got here at about quarter till five, running a little late, so we're getting a little late getting started here, but We should see a good one here, Tone.
Yeah, you think that bus driver could have got us here a little quicker,
well,
but I'm not sure what happened.
He hadn't had too many trips, you know. He's a little rookie. You got an interesting, we got your son on the mound today. Reese Rogers gets the ball. Tony coming off one of his better starts as a Fort Recovery Indian.
Yeah, and he hopes just to improve on that. You know, he started off a little bit wild, and he's just got to learn how he's got to hit the strike zone, pound that strike zone early in the game especially, and let it, you know, our defense is really playing well, and he needs to let those, you know, his defense take care of matters by throwing strikes.
You said a great thing there, throwing strikes, and his last down against Versailles, he went 5 1/3 of didn't give any unearned runs. They did score 3 in the first, all unearned. And Tony, looking at out here at this field, it's a beautiful facility here at Bath. This will be an infield that we have not seen before because it is hard and fast.
And fast. You used to be pretty good fast on the putting greens. And
well, yeah, right.
But it is tougher, and I think it's just the adjustment that we're going to have to make. It's hard, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been watching it infield, and this is exactly nothing like we've seen this year, folks, because Everybody's got thick grass and soft, and this looks bone dry, and it's going to be an infield, be a little bit different, but they got to field it, too.
Sure.
Indians lineup looks like this tonight. Cade Wendell's leading off and playing shortstop. Ben Homan, your second baseman tonight, batting second. Nick Twaits playing right field, batting third. Will Homan is center field, batting fourth. Reese Rogers gets the ball. He's batting fifth. Ethan Shane at first base, batting sixth. Mason Will playing third base tonight. Evan Post went home sick. So Mason Will is batting seventh and playing third base. Cody Schinnerberry doing the catching, batting eighth. Davis Will, your left fielder, batting ninth for Jerry Kemp's Fort Recovery Indians. Bath Wildcats lineup looks like this. They come in with a 4-3 record. Ryan Gozard leading off. Logan Schaefer batting second. Caden Sullivan third. Bo Gross. That's a great baseball name,
man. That's a good one.
Bo Gross. That kid's, and he's batting fourth, so you know he's a good player. Chad Fry bats fifth. Will Clark, the natural. Will Clark from the San Francisco Giants.
Will the Thrill.
Yep, batting sixth. Jordan Barans bats seventh. Logan Williams eighth, and Logan McGroom batting ninth. The umpires are meeting with the managers. We're getting ready for the first pitch. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Indians baseball.
Well, I was supposed to play. Here we go.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful?
Fully automated steering with repeatability and precision. AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing accuracy down to an inch. Hull Brothers, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here. But your car is a mess.
Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Sorry about the volume on the commercials there. Looks like they're doing the national anthem, so we're going to take some more breaks.
Absolutely.
And back in just a couple of minutes after the national anthem.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means at Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419-375-2865. Thank you. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
If you love power tools, join us at Wangler Ace Hardware on Friday, April 21st for a Milwaukee Tool Demo Day. Along with this event come great one-day-only deals. Purchase any M18 fuel kit and get $100 off instantly, plus a free 5-amp-hour battery. Save $100 on the kit of your choice, plus receive a $129 battery for free. Don't miss the Milwaukee Tool Demo Day at Wangler Ace Hardware on Friday, April 21st from 10 until 4. We'll see you there.
Hello, I'm Kenny. All right, we're back here, Bath High School, and Coach Brian Jesko's giving his team his last words of advice here, Tony, before we get started. And the Indians need to strike early, and it's been something we've done well this year, is get off to an early lead.
Yeah, getting ahead is important in this game, and like I said, little research I've done on the Wildcats, it seems like they hit the ball. They've had two or three games where the school scored double digits, and like I said, I think Reese is going to have to throw strikes, and our defense is going to have to play well behind them.
Absolutely, and while we got a little time here, pitcher warming up, I want to give a shout-out to Coach Tammy Post and the Lady Indians softball team, who swept a doubleheader off Van Wert on Saturday. And congratulations to the Coach Post and the girls. And Spencer, it must be good luck, buddy.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure it's all you.
Yeah, but no, I don't know about me, but Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, so, you're the one talking to her, so I'm giving you all the credit.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And Coach Feely takes his place down at first base. Jerry Kalps at third. We're getting ready for the first pitch. Indians and Bath Wildcats. Tony, did you play here at all?
No. We played at what's the field downtown? Is it like Simmons Field?
I think that's right.
We played there a couple of times. I don't think it was against Bath. But.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Bath comes in with a 4-3 record. Their first baseman is a stud. I can tell you that right now. That's Bo Gross. Yeah.
He looks like a stud.
Bo Gross, Tony. Yeah.
He looks like a wrestler.
He does. Indians lineup, Cade Wendell's going to lead us off, the shortstop. Ben Homan batting second. Nick Twaits, right fielder, batting third. If you're listening out there, 419-852-9201, we'll give you a shout-out. Bringing you Indians baseball, Game 7, 2017.
Got a big week ahead of us. You know, we got Delphus tomorrow in the league, and then St. Henry in a big league matchup on Thursday.
That's right, and you can about bet that Young Peter's going to throw tomorrow for Delphus St. John's. Indian staff looks a little bit like this. We got Reese throwing tonight. I think Kate's probably going to get the ball tomorrow, and I think Twaits will get it Thursday versus St. Henry.
Yeah.
And it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate. We're going to play some ball this week.
Yep. It's going to be a nice, not too warm, but going to be nice.
1-1. Chad Fry gets the ball. Tall right-hander. gets a sign from Caden Salomon, and a 1-1. That's a check swing, but he went. 1-2. There's a little something off speed there, maybe a little change or something.
Good location.
Yep. 1-2 to Cade Wendell. Number 14 waving that bat around. There's a curveball up the middle. Shortstop gloves it, fires it to first, and they got him. Nice play. One up, one down. Cade grounds out to shortstop. Ball hit pretty well. And that brings Ben Homan, your second baseman, to the plate. Nick Twaits on deck. How about our Reds, Tone? We're fired up.
I was hoping. I mean, I still thought, I was telling you, with their bullpen improved this year with Iglesias and Lorenzen having healthy beginnings to the year, I think they can be decent this year.
How about Lorenzen throwing 98? Where'd that come from?
98 after Tommy John.
Yeah. That one plunks him on a slow curve. Hit Benny on the left elbow. He takes a hit by pitch. He'll go on to first base. And he's with a one out and a runner at first base. That brings up the right fielder, Nick Twaits. Stay hot, Twaitsy.
Got some pretty good, fairly warm bats recently coming up here, so let's get us a run.
I actually got the stats. Now, I'm telling you, I'm on it, boys.
All right.
Wow.
You're way ahead of me.
What do you think Twaitsy's batting this year? Curveball, strike.
Well, 550.
Yep.
Nick Twaits is batting. Tony, we'll check you out here. 353.
Huh.
Throw over, runner back.
His slugging average is probably 550. He gets hits when we really need him.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm surprised it's not at least 450.
Cade batting 364. Benny Homan leading the Indians. That's a ground ball slowly hit to short. Flip on to first. They get the force. Nick beats it out easy at first. Two outs now. That was a slow hit ground ball. They got the easy out there at second on the force. Twaitsy at first now on the fielder's choice.
Kind of checked his swing and
yep.
Kind of just went past the pitcher slow enough that maybe not double play.
That brings up center fielder Will Homan to the plate. Reese Rogers on deck.
Let's go, Will.
Chad Fry gets a sign from his catcher. That's a curveball. Strike. A lot of off speed early.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many fastballs.
No. Bath High School. Beautiful day here. A little cloud cover, but you can't beat this. Wind blowing out to the left field foul pole. That was a fastball. Throw down to first. Call that a strike?
He called it a strike.
He did.
Yeah.
0-2? Yes.
It says 1-1, but 0-2.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I thought it was a little bit outside and low, but hey, he's a lot closer than I am. That's foul tip. Catcher couldn't hang on to it.
I know we've talked a lot about knuckleballs, and it looks like it has a knuckle look at it when it's coming into the catcher's mitt.
We can't really be seeing another knuckler, can we? Twaitsy with a big lead over there at first. And the throw over. Twaitsy dives back. He's in there. I got some Amy Klingshern. Listen, that ball's high. Hi, Mrs. Klingshern. Lane and Will Kanapke listening as always.
They got their own phones?
Yeah, they got their own
separate
iPhone.
Phone.
iPhone 7's Grandpa pays for them.
Yep, I don't blame you.
Nope. 2-2. Grounded to third.
Ooh, tough.
Big hop. Throw down to first. No, they're not going to get him. We're going to have to give him an error on that one. I was hit right at the third baseman. He bobbled it. E5 if you're scoring at home. Indians with two on. Come on. Stay hot, Mr. Reese.
Yeah, help yourself.
That's right.
Yep.
Reese got the Indians going Friday with a big hit the first inning. Gave us an early 2-0 lead.
Yep.
I'd love to see the same thing. Speed on the base pass and Twaits and Will Homan.
I like that left field area there. A lot of room there for
him
to slap it that way. He likes going that way.
And the pitcher wants to talk to his catcher here. Make sure they're on the same side.
Well, yeah.
Reese does like to hit the ball all the fields, and that left field is wide open. He could run forever.
The left fielder is playing where the left center fielder would in softball.
The meeting breaks up at the mound. Roger stands in. First pitch fouled back. Good cut.
Uh-oh, got my car.
I just went to Nashville this weekend.
You did go to Nashville?
Yeah. Yep.
So how did that whole party go?
It went great. My daughter got engaged, and we had a great time.
And she looked very surprised in the video.
Yeah, she was very fired up. Slow curve, low 1-1. He has got a good curveball, Mr. Fry.
Yep.
And he's just got to be patient here. 1-1. Reese Rogers is the plate. No score. Indians with two on, two out. That is ripped into right field base hit.
All right.
That is going to score one for
sure. Huge hit.
And Indians take a 1-0 lead. Reese Rogers out away, buddy. RBI single from Mr. Rogers. And just like Friday, Reese gets us on the board. Indians leading 1-0. Good piece of hitting, Tone.
He was, and he doesn't pull the ball very often, but he did pull it between first and second.
Yep, good grounder right in the hole, right between them.
Where they ain't.
Yep, so that brings Ethan Shane to play to first baseman for the Indians with a chance to Indian play a little add-on here. That's his fastball for strike. Reese a threat to go here?
I don't think with pitching he would be.
I don't think so either. But you never know, Jerry.
You never know.
Well, let's just let one get to the backstop and see what happens.
Throw over. Reese steps back.
Backstop's way back there, and it's padded. So it's
Will Homan over there third. Reese at first. Ethan Shane the plate, 0-1. Fry gets a sign. The pitch. Strike two.
Now, Ethan.
Now you might want to get him in a rundown just to see if you can score that guy at third with an 0-2 count.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry flashed.
Jerry wouldn't do anything like that, would he?
A 0-2. That's grounded up the middle. Tough play. Knocked down by pitcher Barron. That's an infield single.
Yep.
Indians. That's a good piece of 0-2 hitting there.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Put the bat on the ball. You're dangerous, boys. The Indians take a 2-0 lead. Nice job, Ethan Shane. Will Homan trots in. Indians lead 2-0.
Do you have Ethan's batting average there? Is it
183?
Is that all that is? Seems like he's better than that too, but so maybe he's just had good spots when he was getting them.
So with two on, two out, Indians leading 2-0. Mason Will to the plate. Mason playing third base tonight. That one hit him on the noggin. Hit him in the old noggin, so they're loaded.
It was a curveball, so I don't think it hurt.
Nope. If I look at his smile on his face, I don't think it's hurt too bad. Jerry checks on his third baseman. Indians now with bases loaded. Heck of a start, Tone.
Two outs. Big hit here.
Cody Schinnerberry, the catcher, the eighth man to bat in the inning. And time called as Coach Brian Jesko goes out to talk to his right-hander. Tony, that was a big hit by Reese. And then they get the air, and next thing you know, boy, defense.
Yep.
Huge part of the game.
Yep. Clutch hitting by Ethan. And like I said, we're making them field the baseball. And anytime you make a high school team field, you got a chance to get some runners on it.
That's exactly right. Jerry's meeting with his kids, and the basket manager meeting with all his infield. And pretty soon the umpire's going to say, that's enough, boys. And now we go. We're getting ready to go. Bases loaded. Cody Schinnerberry, the catcher, to the plate. Indians leading 2-0 here in the top of the first inning.
Another run or two wouldn't hurt anything, would it?
Not one bit, Spencey. I agree. The left-handed hitting Schinnerberry the plate. Indians dug out, trying to get him riled up here a little bit. And the pitch. Grounded a foul ball off Cody's foot.
Yep.
That's a stinger, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
That made me wince.
Spencey.
But I'm,
you're kind of soft.
Yes, I am. I am a wuss.
We used to come to Bath High School all the time. We used to play Bath.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball. I
did forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. We were thinking we hadn't played in any sport. I guess we were thinking guys, but.
Yeah. That's grounded to Bo Gross at first. Nice play by the first baseman. Well hit ball by Cody. In the inning, the Indians get two runs on a couple base hits. Leave them loaded. After half, your Indians leading 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone, so he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the first inning. Am I on, Spencey? There we go.
Just had the headphones turned down.
That is ripped into right field. Nick Twaits with a beat on it. One pitch, one out. And, Tony, you said pound the strike zone. First pitch strike.
First pitch strike, and let our defense work. Got the lead now, and let's just not give them anything.
Center fielder Logan Schaefer to the plate. Caden Sullivan, catcher on deck. Left-handed swinging Logan Schaefer. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Squares the button, he went 0-1. So Tony, so what do you let's say you and Reese are sitting around the house and talking. Does he like talking baseball? That's going to be an error on the third baseman. The ground ball to Caden Will, and it kind of ate him up. Got to make that play, partner.
I'd say about 95% of our life is talking baseball, whether it's playing baseball, watching baseball. He loves collecting autographs, so we're always talking about players and.
Right.
Does he do masters or any of that kind of stuff?
We have done the memorial before, but it's been a
there's a ground ball
here.
And there's another. Indians.
Struggling.
Yeah. E5, E6 starting out the old game. And now they got two on. That was a high hitter. Been a tough play, but you got to field it.
Yeah, I think we'd have got an out.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we got Big Bo coming up.
Bo Gross, first baseman.
I don't like the looks of this guy.
Two on, one out. They are swinging, first pitch swinging, Tone. That ball's a little bit outside, 0-1.
He had his curveball working against their sails. That one, I don't think, was what he wanted.
That's a swing and a miss.
That's a good location.
Pitch, yeah. 1-1 your count. Indians back-to-back fielding errors by Will and Wendell. Swing and a miss. That is a foul tip. Bo tried to put him up on that swing.
Wanted to put a hurt on it, but he's a little bit behind on it. See if Reese can come back with
a curveball. Grounded to second base. In the right field, a base hit. And that's going to load him up. That was a ball hit right off the, just to Benny's right. And Benny made a play at it, but couldn't get it. That's a base hit. And now they're loaded. Chad Fry, chance to help himself, just like Reese did to him in the first inning. The pitcher trying to help himself here. Infield in, out the middle infield is back trying to turn him. In on the corners. Got to play a little defense here, boys. That is a little bit of a base hit left field. That was cued. That is going to score two on a base hit. And once again, this game is now tied up. Well, it wasn't hit hard. I thought Mason had a play at that.
Bunch of C&I singles.
Yeah.
Just off the, I don't know if it got his glove, but just out of his reach.
Probably would have been a double play. The guy first got off.
Yeah, it was no doubt double play.
Yep.
That brings up Will Clark. 2-2. That ball's a strike on the corner. Two unearned runs starting out. Kind of has a Versailles set up to it. Popped him up.
Come on, kid.
That is going to be trouble. Look at this. And he makes a catch. Nice play, Davis. Oh. Boy, I don't know. Third baseman just stood there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he hasn't played there much, so but that's not. Cade, still need to play it.
Cade was playing up the middle, so I mean, on normal
Cade's
playing
gotta come over there.
It would be his, but he was so far over towards second base, he had no chance to get there.
Nice job, the Indians get the out. Nice play by Davis Will in left field, two out. Runner still at first and second. Pitches a little bit inside. Jordan Brand, your hitter. Jordan's right fielder. Jordan with a sweet beard.
That's a big one.
That's a strike.
That's not a junior high school, junior or senior
Jordan
high school beard.
Jordan is 36 years old.
Yeah. It's 14th year for Lima Bat. 20th.
Got a strike on the corner. One ball, two strikes.
Reese is throwing strikes.
That's, he is,
that's
absolutely.
What he's improving on from the last game.
And the 0-2, curveball just outside, 1-2. That's got some big old boys on their team.
I looked at their team roster and their team picture today, and I went, whoa.
That is ripped to right field. Twaitsey makes the catch.
Nice.
Boy, hit it right on the screws.
Kind of a shoestring.
In the inning, two runs on two hits. 200-run score. After one, it's 2-2.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FordRecoveryRadio.com.
I love 4th of July. That's my favorite.
That's when you get to blow up cars. And
that's when you have to get a...
No, that's when you get to celebrate the founding of the United States of America.
Is that what happened then?
Yes. Yes.
Is that right? I just saw a big firecracker.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people...
All right, top of the second inning, 9-1-2 for your Indians. It's Davis Will, Cade Wendell, Ben Homan. Indians get two in their top of the first, and Bath comes right back with a two spot in their half. And a pitch. Ball's outside. One. How about Friday night, Spencey? Wasn't that some night?
Yeah, we had a heck of a baseball game.
That pitch is low in the dirt, 2-0. We stopped at Keyhole Bob's and got us pizza.
Before or after?
After the game. After. Me and Spencey and...
Todd Homan show up?
Todd Homan. Yep. We picked him up.
Fee
and Calpe.
Five.
Didn't have to drive a Homan's truck home or anything?
No. We So anyway, about we got there, what time would you say? Seven-ish?
I think I got there about 7:30, quarter to late.
I got home 12:30. What time did you guys get back?
About 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Wasn't...
Then I got to put stuff in the archives.
Yeah.
Pizza and a couple beverages.
Yeah, we had a heck of a time, by golly. Two balls and a strike, Davis Will.
They actually really liked us there. I was pretty sure... Well, the way we were acting, I was pretty sure they'd hate us.
Yeah.
Could you guys leave and never come back?
But No, they wasn't.
It's kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
How was their pizza? As good as it's advertised?
Oh, yeah. Swing fouled back. You ever had keyhole pizza?
I haven't. but I've just heard about
it. We're going to stop there next time.
On Friday night, we had veggie pizza and cheese pizza.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did.
Yep. Sausage.
2-2 count.
Sausage, veggies.
Curveball got him. Nice pitch. Will strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. They're top of the order, Cade Wendell. Cade grounded out to shortstop his first at bat. Cade hit a ball Friday night at Houston right into that wind that he absolutely tatered.
He did.
About 200 feet.
Yeah. That's right. That ball's low.
I kind of went into that game. Houston's got a nice, they got some nice young players, but I thought Twaitset would have a great chance of maybe throwing a no-hitter.
Fouled. Squared around a bunt, fouled it back.
Didn't quite get it square.
1-1. Cade Wendell waving that bat around. Chad Fry with the pitch. Helped him out. That ball was a little low. Yeah, Cade likes that low pitch, too.
He does.
1-2,
especially inside.
Yep.
Well, there's not a lot of pitches that he won't swing at and put in play. He can take just about anything you throw at him and put the bat on it.
And the 1-2 to Wendell. High cheese, 2-2. Looks like the umpiring crew, looks like Smoke Terriman out there. Big Smoke out there doing the bases. And behind the plate looks like... that is fly ball center field. Wind's blown it over to left field. Both of them out there. Left fielder calls it. And he's got it. 2-2, 2-2.
Bob knows his umpire, son, Neil.
Yeah.
With his chest protector, he looks like he's 6 months pregnant. But I'll bet he isn't.
Ben Homan, number two hitter up. Nick Twaits on deck.
How about a little two-out rally here?
I like it.
Again.
Ben got hit. Start the innings rally the last time in the first inning. Right-hander takes curveball for strike.
Let's go, Ben.
Fry settled in, throwing a lot of strikes this inning. That ball's inside, 1-1.
A lot of off-speed stuff, but he does have a little bit of...
Yes, he does. Got a little giddy-up on it.
Good fastball.
The 1-1 pitch to your second baseman, that's in the dirt. 2-1, Twaitsy shags her down. You on deck circle?
Yeah, if that ball goes to the backstop, it's not coming back to you.
Got a little padding back there, do they?
Yep. It's a pretty good 2-1. Ways back.
That's flared off over our head. 2-2.
Say not quite twice as far behind the plate as ours is, but somewhere around that. And then ours has the concrete, so it'll come back to you, and this one isn't coming back with the padding.
2-2. I got a lot of people grossed me out because I said our diamond sucked.
Well,
out
of play. I heard some things that our tile's not working well.
And they said that somebody ran a scope and said the tile's fine. So yeah. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Yep. Last Friday, I was out there talking to Doggy, and he had just got a text from Kevin Will, who had sent the colleagues out there, and they said it wasn't plugged.
That is foul, way out in front
just
of that.
Door
broke, huh?
That's what he said. He said it was just fine, but there's big squishy spot.
That ball's still rolling and just about to I-75. Actually, I-75 would be behind you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's high, 3-2. That ball's still rolling.
I believe there's a state route out there, but a bunch of cars out there.
Slaptown or
Allen East? No, what else
came
out
there? Slaptown.
Full count, high, ball four.
All right.
Good at Benny on for the second time. Good job, Benny.
Well, we need him to score again.
That brings up Nick Twaits. Twaitsy scored a run. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Good speed on the base path, Benny.
A little gapper here.
Yep.
Yep.
That's high. Ben back. Two and two.
Let's go, Nick. Find the gap.
Second inning. At bat is number two. Deuces are almost wild. That's fouled at the plate. 1-1. We
were taking a walk yesterday, my wife and I, and Nick and his dad were hitting some balls at the diamond.
Were they? You guys are walkers, you and the missus, ain't
yeah,
you?
We like to walk.
That's loving. That's lovely.
that's a nice way to see our town.
Round it back to the mound.
Oh, like
pitcher boots it, but comes right back at me, fires it to first, and gets Nick. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. Inning and a half, it's 2-2.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Port Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Get back to the basics with Case IH Compact Farmall 30A and 35A tractors at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simple, easy to use controls, but you focus on your task without distractions from complicated machine operations. The full function 3-point hitch and PTO options allow you to easily attach a wide variety of implements. And the turbo diesel Tier 4B engine gives you all the power you need. For more on Case IH Compact Farmall 30A and 35A tractors, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning, 8-9-1. That is line to Cade Wendell. It's short. One pitch, one out. Bath is coming up, and they are swinging at that first pitch.
They are.
That ball was hit on the screws, too. One up, one down. Logan McGroom, your hitter. We got a nice view here, don't we? This is a nice
beautiful
box. That ball is a curveball.
It's
high.
Not as nice as one that Calpe built, but
no,
it'll
no,
do.
No. We're in here with a pitch strike on the knees. The Bath guys running this announcing and running the scoreboards to our left. Seem like some pretty good dudes over there.
Yep. Yep.
They haven't brought us any food yet. A little concerned about that. Grounded to second. Benny Homan makes a nice play. Two up, two down.
Well, they told me it was a carry, and the guests are supposed to bring the food. Yeah.
That brings up shortstop, Ryan.
You guys probably missed that memo, didn't you?
Yeah, we did miss it. I'm going to say how you pronounce it. Gozard?
Gossard?
Gossard.
Gossard?
Gossard. Gossard?
Yep.
Shortstop Gossard, okay. He flew out. First pitch of the game to Nick Twaits out and right. That ball's in on him.
I told him to
one,
help
one
us anytime they
perfect
heard us saying him wrong.
Bottom of the second, 2-2. Got him. Strike. One ball, two strikes. Umpires got a pretty good zone out there tonight.
He's got a low one.
Yep. And the 1-2. Grounded to short. Kate Wendell with a good hop. Shortstop comes up firing. Got him. 1-2-3. And after two, that was a fast one. 2-2.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles like these. Hastings has two Diamond White 2014 Malibus. Both have lots of options and 21,000 miles. The LT1 package has a power moonroof and is priced at only $14,900. And the LT2 package is priced at only $15,900. You can check out pictures of these and other great vehicles at hastingsauto.com or just stop by and test drive one today. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is open on Wednesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Spring is here, the season for celebrating graduation parties, family parties, and the beginning of those delicious cookouts. We have a great Pick 5 selection for all fresh meat products ready for you and your family. Great for grilling in any weather. Graduation is also right around the corner. Keep us in mind for all your catering needs. Also, pre-book any party trays now with our deli team. We would love to service you for all your needs. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we are back here at Bath High School.
Good catch by
Will. Will Homan leads off, and he pops out to the first baseman. Nice play by the first baseman. One pitch, one out.
Foul going just about out of play, but
that brings Reese Rogers to the play. Reese with a base hit and scored a run. First time up. Left-handed hitting the double zero. Both pitchers settled in here, Tone.
Yes, they have. Both of them had good second innings. And
yep. And the thing is, both of them both of them didn't get any help defensively there in their half of the first inning. And I said, you know, maybe that, you know, not used to that hard, fast track out there. That is grounded just foul. 0-2. Rogers choke up on that bat a little bit.
Go Reese.
Reese pitching tonight. And the 0-2, curveball, check swing, little dribbler. Fry makes a nice play on it, flips it over. Two up, two down. Kind of a protective swing there.
Yeah, you get behind on the count and you just got to protect.
Absolutely. That brings Ethan Shane. Ethan with a base hit first time up and scored a run. Indians, two outs here.
Might as well be two for two.
I'm with you, Spencey. Chad Fry doing the pitching for Bath. First pitch a little low, ball one. Sullivan puts the sign down and the pitch. That is fly ball, left center field, hit well, but the left fielder with a beat on it. And he has it. Three up, three down. Indians go in order. And after two and a half, it remains 2-2.
This is Matt with Wangler Ace Hardware inviting you to our Milwaukee Tools Demo Day on Friday, April 21st. Along with this event come great one-day-only deals. Purchase a Milwaukee two-piece drill and impact driver combo kit and get $100 off, plus receive a free 9-amp-hour battery and a Milwaukee Tool tracker device. That's $100 off, plus $230 worth of accessories for free. Put it on your schedule. Milwaukee Tools Demo Day at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, Friday, April 21st. 21st from 10 until 4. We'll see you there.
Bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
Just because. The perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist. Experts in the art of expression.
All right, we're back here at the bottom of the third inning. 2-2 your score. Reese Rogers starting inning number three. There's a ground ball. Good hop. Cade Wendell throws it to first. One up, one down. That was the number two hitter, Logan Schaefer. Now it brings Caden Sullivan to the plate. Bo Gross on deck. I was up at the pharmacy today and was talking to Jerry a little bit. And you know, this is a great game to play because, you know, we have that. We played Houston on Friday, and we've had perfect non-league because when you play non-league games, you got to toughen them up a little bit. Versailles playing that game and now playing Lima Bath. It's good for us to play these guys that the master, that's a little flare, and that's going to drop in there. Wasn't hit very hard, but hit right in front of the right fielder, Twaits.
Yep.
And for the second time, Caden Sullivan is on base. And that brings Bo Gross to the plate. Bo had a base hit. Yep. First time up.
These kind of games also, this is good for your resume, especially with wins.
Absolutely.
You come tournament time, and you can say that you beat a couple good Division II.
That's right.
Division III.
That is base hit to left field, right down the line. Good piece of hitting. They're going to man.
Left-hander hit it right down the third baseline.
Wow, I thought they had a play at him at third.
Yep, didn't come in.
Davis threw to the cutoff instead of throwing to base, and now they got him on the corners. Nice piece of hitting by Bo Gross. They got him on the corners with one out. That brings Chad Fry, the pitcher, to the plate. Chad with an RBI single. His first at bat. On the corners with one out. Indians give up a run to throw over. Runner steps back. Indians need an out here. That is grounded right to the third baseman. Throws it, gets the out at the force out, and the run scores.
Just too slow to turn the double.
Yeah, he didn't get her turned, but the run scores. Makes it 3-2. Indians get the force out. Fry hits into a fielder's choice. He goes to first. That brings Will Clark, the third baseman, to the plate. 3-2. Bath takes the lead here in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Reese gets the ball. Gets a sign from his catcher. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Looks like he might have been expecting an off-speed pitch.
Absolutely. He was a little 0-2. This will be a little bit higher outside. That's a slow curve outside. Close. Good pitch.
Wasn't a bad pitch at all. Man, that was pretty.
1-2.
Surprised he didn't swing at 0-2.
Indians trying to get out of here with only one run scored. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. In the inning, the Bath Wildcats, they get a run on a couple base hits. And after three complete, Bath 3, Indians 2.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here. Swing and a miss. It's 7-8-9, Will Shinaberry and Davis. Will, Indians trailing 3-2. I just looked at the radar. Dave Kalp sent us a little text message, said, better hurry up, boys, because it's getting black in Fort Recovery. And I looked at the radar, and it looks like we ain't got much longer here either. That pitch is inside. 1-2. Mason Will, your third baseman. Mason got hit by a pitch first time up. And the 1-2. That is fisted down to third. Tough play. Nice play. Boy, let up running. He just
came close to coming off the bag, too.
That is 5-3. Good play by the third baseman. Indians have now seven straight batters have been retired. Cody Shinnerberry grounded to first base. That's grounded.
That's fair.
Fair down the left first baseline. Shinnerberry makes a turn at first, and he's going to second. Throw in, and he's going to be in there with a double. Nice piece of hitting, Cody Shinnerberry. That's a double for Shinnerberry. Right down the line, Tony.
Yep. Good piece of hitting.
Absolutely. That brings the left fielder Davis Will to the plate with a tying run at second base and one out. Looks like that storm's just coming into Van Wert, so we probably got an hour. Well, maybe not. Davis Will against Chad Fry. Ball's a little high. 1-0. Be nice to get that tying run in here, Tone.
Get Davis on, and we got the top coming up.
That's exactly right. Fouled back. 1-1. A few Fort Recovery folks here. I see the Metzger family is over there, and Cassius's mom, and I see Billy or Eddie and Mar. Todd Homan. Todd Homan's wife went to, she's with the eighth graders at D.C.
It's an enjoyable day without the eighth graders in the old middle school.
I'll bet that's pretty nice, ain't it? That ball's outside. 2-1. Cade Wendell on deck. He needs to like get Davis on here. Top of the order. Top of the fourth inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Pitch to Davis Will, the left fielder. Outside, 3-2.
Big pitch here.
It is a big old pitch. I'm agreeing. Full count, runner at second, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Ball four.
Good
nice
bad.
Piece of hitting, Davis Will. And the Indians with two on. Top of the order, Cade Wendell. Come on, Cade, base hit here, buddy.
Base hit wouldn't hurt anything, would it?
Wouldn't hurt nothing at all.
Really, really good.
Shinnerberry at second.
Should tie
Davis
it up.
Will at first. Top of the order, Cade Wendell. Cade 0 for 2. Ground out, fly out. Squares the bunt, pulls it back.
We can get a pass ball and get him to third.
Well, I think that Cade will work him here, I think. Cade will make him throw strikes. Ben Homan on deck. And the 1-0. Fly ball, left center field. That's going to get over his head. And it is off the fence. Shinnerberry scores. Davis stops at third. And an RBI double for Mr. Cade Wendell on a one-hopper off the fence. Tony, he's done it all year. We're not surprised.
He got it up in the jet stream, and the wind really took it.
That's exactly right. And now the Indians in business with two on. Tying run in makes it 3-3. And that brings Ben Homan to play. Cade hit that ball hard the opposite field and just keeps staying hot in the leadoff role for Jerry Kalp's Indians. And now a big hit right here. Benny waves that bat around. Benny's been on both times. Hit by a pitch and a walk. Curveball, nice pitch. 0-1. Pulled a string there.
He did. Benny was looking fastball.
He was looking red, and it came in white. 0-1. And the pitch. Fly ball, flare into center field. It's going to be a tough play. I think the Reds are going to try, or the Indians are going to try to score me. Tags and holds up. Everybody's safe. Just wasn't quite deep enough.
No, not quite. Thought it might be, but...
Yeah. And that's two outs in the inning. That brings Nick Twaits to the plate. Twaits is 0 for 2 also. Hit the fielder's choice and grounded back to the mound.
Well, see if
Will Homan on deck.
Maybe he can do
a hit scores two with Cade's speed at second.
Yeah, do what Cade did. And get out of that 0 for 2.
Chad Fry gets a sign. That pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher.
Yep.
That saved a run right there.
Yes, it did, because it is a long way back to that backstop.
Twaitsy waving that bat around. Needs a two-out bingo right here. He's done it all year, folks. Let's hope he keeps going. Good curveball, 1-1.
Just keeps feeding them all speed pitches.
Yep.
I don't think he's seen a fastball yet today.
Nope.
Yep, catch up with one and
I think
put her in the gap.
I think they know about Twaitsy. And the 1-1. Curveball, dribbler, foul. One ball, two strikes, two out. Indians with a run to tie it, but we got a chance to send a couple more in here.
Heard somebody downstairs, don't know what part of town, said that lightning struck and their electricity was out somewhere in Lima.
And the pitch. Curve foul.
These storms weren't supposed to be here for at least two or three more hours. But...
3-3.
Here they are.
Yep.
Coming.
One ball, two strikes. Twaitsy against Fry. And the pitch. High cheese. 2-2.
It's one of very few fastballs he's gotten. I don't expect him to throw another one right here.
I don't either.
I think he's setting up.
This is all curve here. I think so, too. And the 2-2. Curve fouled. Nice at bat, Twaitsy. He's battling.
Yep. Time for the pitcher to make a mistake.
Yep. Just needs to wait on it.
Fry gets that ball from his catcher, Sullivan, and the 2-2. Low, 3-2. Will Homan on deck. I don't think that Coach Brian Jasko would mind walking him at all here. I don't think he'll see us. Wouldn't surprise me if this ball may be in the dirt or something. Curve, ground ball third, throw over, everybody's safe, one run's going to score, throw the plate, in there, two, that's a big error on the third baseman, it's right down the line,
yep.
I didn't know if it was fair or foul, what screwed me up is the umpire yelled fair, and he ain't supposed to make any noise, is that correct?
No.
Usually you just point, yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but I saw the ball and it landed on this side of the white line. So
yeah, it was fair, but they're supposed to be silent if it's fair, yell if it's foul.
So right. The Indians with a big break there and score two and take a 5-3 lead. Wow, we'll take her. Will Homan trying to add on here with Twaitsy at second base.
Yeah. I'm throwing in softball rules, so I'm assuming that's how it is in baseball.
Well, reached on an error and flew out last time up. 5-3, your Indians leading here in the top of the fourth.
Chuck Etzler was here. He'd be able to tell us.
Chuck.
Yep. He'll probably text.
Yep.
He's probably already in the process of texting Bubba.
The 1-0. Foul. Will's right on that fastball.
Talk about not a good umpire. Chuck was one of the best all over the state of Ohio and...
He had a few state games. And
yep, several.
Brandon Rogers says that absolutely is not supposed to say. Flared into right field. Second baseman calls it, and he makes a catch. In the inning, the Indians get a big three spot. And after 3.5, your Tribe leads 5-3.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with a Case IH Precision Farming System from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing accuracy down to an inch. Hull Brothers, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, now we're back on. I think there might have been a
glitch.
Yeah, maybe a something with the weather glitched us. I'm not sure how long we've been off, but
that's a high.
One, sorry about that, folks.
Two guys on, two on, one out.
Sometimes our internet connection just gives up on us for no reason.
Eric Krieg says, you guys on here? We're back, Kriege. We had a little power problem there, but yep. Indians leading 5-3, 1-1, the count, one out. Bottom of the fourth. That is ripped. Wow, boy, that was hit hard.
Yep.
1-2.
Line shot down the left field.
Gossard 0 for 2. He flew out to right field and grounded to Cade Wendell at short. Big at bat right here, Tony.
Take a double play right here. How about that?
Absolutely.
Sharp one to Cade.
Steps off the rubber. Wants to go through the signs again. Schindelberry doing the catching. Reese doing the pitching. And the 1-2. That is grounded into right field. Base hit. And runners advance to, and now they're loaded. What a nice piece of hitting there. Just went with the pitch, Tony. It was a good pitch on the 1-2 pitch, but he just poked it into right field.
Yep, they've had a lot of those tonight.
They have. We knew going in these guys could hit.
Yep.
And they're doing a nice job of it. And that leads Logan Schaefer to the plate. Logan has reached on an error and grounded out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Left-handed batting, Schaefer. And the 0-1. Steps off the rubber. He's back on. Gets a sign again from Schindelberry. Bases loaded. Indians leading 5-3. Bottom of the fourth. That one gets away. Uh-oh. And the Indians got a play at him. And they got him. That ball, Neil said the whole time.
There's no way that can come back.
And that ball came right back.
That ball
back.
Came 15 feet back from that padded backstop.
The whole game, Neil's talked about that padded backstop. And it came right back to the catcher, and we tagged him out.
Right,
what a huge break for the Indians.
He turned around to look for it, and just it was at his feet.
Reese shook off the catcher four or five times. I think that play was planned. I think he said, I'm going to throw a high fast one off the backstop.
Yeah, and hit that spot there where it'll bounce back.
One ball, one strike. Runners, both runners in scoring position as they move up on the wild.
First time I've ever been wrong, Bob.
Yes.
Since we had a little delay, you want to run through what happened since we got
just this inning
lost?
Yeah.
Just kind of run through what the
yeah we did.
Did you?
Two hits. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
We're ready.
Yep.
Runners in second,
at the mound,
third. But... Indians leading 5-3. Two outs here at the bottom of the fourth.
Got to shut them down here.
What a break the Indians get there. Let's take advantage of it, Reese. Double zero gets the sign and the pitch. Nice stop, Cody Schindelberry. Two balls and a strike. Caden Sullivan on deck, the catcher. Number three hitter. He's been on twice. So. Ball outside. 3-1.
Let's go Indians. Let's go defense.
Coach Kaut pacing in that dugout. And the 3-1 pitch is outside. And they're loaded again for the number three hitter, Indians. Need an out.
Let's go, Reese.
That brings number 21, Caden Sullivan, the catcher, to the plate. Nowhere to put him, Tony. Big play right here. Curveball swinging a miss. He
nice
pulled the string
pitch
on that.
Good first pitch.
Yep.
Great first pitch.
Caden ripped one his last time for a base hit. And the 0-1. Another curve. Strike two. Caden didn't think much of that one.
He's been calling 0-2. That pitch all day.
And the 0-2 pitch. That's foul on a good fastball. Nice play by the third base coach. Flips her to Reese. That might have been one of his better fastballs of the day, right?
He threw
there.
It hard and good spot, too. Batter did a nice job fouling it off.
0-2.
I'd like to see him come back with it, but I think he's going to come back with a curve here.
Fastball fouled back. You're proud of him on that pitch, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Now he's going to pull the string right here.
Do you think the coach calls our pitches from the dugout? Or?
We do not yet. I don't think so,
I don't
do
think we do. No. I think the catcher's in
and
control.
And the 0-2. There's the curve. Rip past the third base coach. Way out in front of it. 0-2. Nothing too good here, bud.
No. How about a little high fastball?
Yep. Sullivan waving that bat around. Big batter right here in the 0-2 pitch. Inside. Close.
Not good too hit. Bad.
Jersey. That's
one ball.
A strike.
One ball, two strikes.
Yes.
And the pitch. Curved. Base hit left field. That's going to score one. That's going to score two. And we're knotted up at 5-5. Nice piece of hitting by Caden Sullivan. The catcher pokes one down the left field line. That's going to score two, and we're knotted up. Up next now is Bo Gross. Two on. Runners at first and second. Bo's got two hits. He's 2-for-2. Big batter here. Swing and a miss.
He is a big batter.
Bo had a base hit down the right field line and a base hit down the left field line. Two times up. Swing and a miss. That was a fastball versus a big swing.
Let's get this guy right here. Get out of this.
Bo waves that bat around the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball hit the dirt. Indians will complete the out. Nice job, Reese. And at the end of four, they get a couple to get even. We're knotted at 5.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means at Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419-375-2865. Thank you. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
If you love power tools, join us at Wangler Ace Hardware on Friday, April 21st for a Milwaukee Tool Demo Day. Factory reps will be on hand to answer questions, and you can get your hands on the full line of Milwaukee tools. Purchase any M18 fuel kit and get $100 off instantly, plus a 5-amp-hour battery for free. Don't miss the Milwaukee Tool Demo Day event at Wangler Ace Hardware on Friday, April 21st from 10 until 4. We'll see you there.
All right, Reese Rogers, got me on there. Reese Rogers leading off for the Indians. First pitch, swinging. Base hit left field. Nice play, Reese Rogers.
Just kind of poked it through the...
Yeah, just what they've done to him.
Exactly, I think he took
Indians
note.
With a leadoff runner on. We're going to have a pinch runner now for Reese. It looks like... Is that Cassius Metzger?
Cash, yep.
He's going to pinch run. Cassius Metzger is your pinch runner. Indians with a leading run at first base. Ethan Shane. Ethan's got a base hit, and he flew out to left field. 5-5 your score. Hell of a game today, I'll tell you that.
We've had a couple.
Yes, we have.
We've answered a couple times. Let's see if we can answer here.
That's right. Good throw over. Cassius dives in.
We need to answer a couple of more times than they do.
At least once.
Yeah. That's all you need.
We get ahead.
Ethan Shane.
Tied up. Head tied up.
Throw over. Cassius back. I'm not sure Cassius is a threat to steal here. It wouldn't surprise me to see a bunt from Mr. Shane. Third baseman in on the grass. Squares around, fouls it back.
Over the screen into the stands.
Fast track, tough to bunt one here. But he's got to get her down.
Yep.
Fundamentals. Jerry stresses them all the time. 0-1. Grounded to third. Good hop. Throws to second. Get to one. Fire to first. They turn off. Nice play. They turn them. That is 5-4-3 if you're scoring at home. Two up. And that brings Mason Will to the plate. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about not getting a bunt down, and that's one of the things Jerry will talk about.
Was that a two-strike pitch?
That was no.
No.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah. That brings Mason Will to the plate. Mason has got hit by a pitch, grounded out to third base. 5-5, top of the fifth inning.
That does a couple things for the Wildcat. It just keeps us down the bottom of our order. Keeps us from the top.
That's right. Keeps from rolling it down.
And they wiped out the runners.
Mason Will with the pitch. That's a strike. Two balls and a strike. Harold Philly down at first base. Jerry over at third, as always. 5-5, Indians and the Bath Wildcats. Swinging a miss, 2-2.
Let's go, Mason.
So is your wife here yet?
Yeah.
Good. And the 2-2 pitch. Fouled. We're back at it tomorrow, folks. Weather permitting, Indians going to travel to Dolphins to take on the Blue Jays. And I'm sure they're going to throw Mr. Young Peter at us. Against Cade Wendell.
Fourth time in 2 years that we've traveled to Delphus.
Yeah, yep. Swinging a miss, got it. Oh, fouled back. Okay. Got it.
Are you counting the end of the other game when
suspended
we had
suspended game?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It kind of sucks, don't it? Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a fun drive. No, it ain't. Curveball just misses. Full count. Indians need base runners.
And I don't like it because it's 200 feet to the nearest electric outlet.
And the full count pitch. Got him swinging. Indians go down in order. And after 4.5, it's 5-5.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning with weather just on our doorstep right now. And it is 5-6-7, Fry, Clark, and Brands against Reese Rogers, inning number 5 for Reese. First pitch, a strike. We ain't got much longer in this game here, boys. Nope.
No. Tied at 5. We can't let them get anything here because they may call it.
Reese has pitched well. Swing and a miss.
He's got a good fastball tonight. His curve's not like it was against Versailles, so he's throwing a good fastball. Wish he'd stick with it a little bit more.
Reese has pitched well. I think the 0-2, curve hitting. He didn't listen to Pappy, did he?
No.
Dad said
he's just not throwing hard.
hit by pitch, lead off, just what the Indians did not want to see. That brings pitch. Will Clark, 0-2. I think they're going to be bunting here. Clark has flew out and struck out swinging. He didn't look good the last time against Reese. Watch the bunt. Squares around. He offers it and doesn't get it. 0-1.
I don't think Will the Thrill Clark ever bunted, did he?
No, I don't think so. And we just had a lightning, folks, so we are on a delay. And the kids are running in. Get off the field, and that's going to be a 20-minute break. 20 or 30.
Usually it's 30, but...
30 minutes. So that, we're going to be, a score's 5-5 in a lightning delay in the fifth inning. And I have a gut feeling this game is going to be over, boys.
There was another lightning strike about 15 minutes later. Then it would be 7:15 before the game could resume. The umpires determined that the game would probably not be finished before we ran out of daylight. The game is suspended and probably will not be made up.